This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wellman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. We're here every Friday with Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
So we're doing a lot of edumacation, and we take pride in our work.
Yes, we do, as our listeners can tell.
And a lot of preparation goes into this show.
We're very prideful.
Very scripted. We stay on message.
Tell them about that book that you just wrote, The 10 Most Humble People in America, and how you found the other 9. Yeah. I think that's a great book.
Yes. All right, so we are going to, right here, repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered, and then we'll get back to the phones. And it's first-time callers only today. So, Ed, what do you got left?
All right. First question. A group of rhinos is called what? What's the name for a group of rhinos? You see them hanging around by a street corner.
Yes, you do.
You know, acting like a bunch of juveniles. What's the word for that group of rhinos? Second question. Before the character of Uncle Sam was used to represent America, many used the character of Brother Jonathan to represent our country. Is that true or false?
One question. I know I hit on this earlier, and I mean this respectfully. Okay?
I hate to hear what comes after this.
Yes.
The name of this character is what?
Brother Jonathan.
Okay. The only question I have, and then I'll leave it alone.
Just asking questions.
I'm just asking a question. Brother Jonathan, is that something that people know? Is that a real thing from the past? Is this just made out of whole cloth? That wouldn't be the point of the question if it's just completely doesn't exist, because you're acting like there is a person it might be.
But he may be making it up. If he tells you he made it up,
if I'm making it up,
it's true
made up out of whole cloth.
All right.
Now, here's the deal. I want to
drop it.
Is that same Brother Jonathan that run with Robin Hood and his merry men?
Don't ask Ed, because he ain't telling you. He's pretty serious about this.
I can tell this is bugging you.
It is bothering me.
I can tell because the way you just sold up when I said I just, no, I can't. You said okay.
Could you tell?
Fine.
I'll let we know you long enough. We know before the listeners do.
So you could see it on my face.
You just hunched
it in my
over
voice
and kind of shook your head. Okay, I'll let it go. And I'm thinking I'm thinking you're not going to let it go.
I will see if I do or not.
All right, I'm going to say this. Tim's therapist, they get their money's worth. They earn their money.
I get cheap therapists. That's why they earn their money, but they ain't worth a dime.
Did you finish with your questions?
Oh, I got one more. Okay. I got one more question. Many of us have used our mobile devices to access a QR code.
I have.
But what does QR stand for? There you go. And I could be making that whole thing up. I don't know.
And so, Tim, thank you for being a good patient. While you're stretched out on the couch here, what is it about Brother Jonathan that triggers you? I mean, you know what the word trigger means. Let's talk about Brother Jonathan from the other day on Trivia Friday. Here's what I've got. First question. Mm-hmm. What country produces the most coffee? Which country produced the most coffee in 2026? Brazil?
The DR.
Or El Salvador?
El Salvador.
Second question. How many sons did Jesse have? Talking about little David the shepherd boy. Samuel.
Jesse.
That's right. That's right.
Many sons.
And Jesse's
many
girl.
Sons had Jesse's.
Yeah, I don't know much about the daughters.
You put one son in, you take a one son out.
Shake that son all about. All right, back to being serious.
Yeah.
David, Samuel comes, the Lord says, Jesse, one of his sons, is going to be king. He parades these sons out.
But
how many total? How many sons did Jesse have?
And which one of them said, oh, so I'm not good enough? Which one of them said that?
Third question, which team, back to March Madness, which team has the most final four appearances in NCAA history. Which team has made it to the final four more than any other team?
Good.
Oh, wait, I've got multiple choice on that. Sorry. Kentucky, UCLA, or North Carolina? Make it a little easier.
Wow.
Tim?
All right, so my question is, I have one question left. We only got 20 minutes left, so one question. What creature has a tongue twice the length of its body?
And where does he keep it? I mean, you fling it over your shoulder.
I know,
you
right?
Trail behind you.
I think this is one of those.
Where does it go? Around your neck?
Yeah,
like
where
a
you go?
Where does it go?
That's right,
back there.
And I call this the Windsor knot. Yeah. Actually, it's my.
You
tongue.
Go to the veterinarian, say, open up, and say ah.
Yeah.
So, and then the veterinarian says,
to clear
oh.
the room.
Right. So, yeah, this creature. This creature has a tongue twice the length of its own body, and so I want to know what that creature is. All right, from the Black Lagoon. Why do I want to say that? Was that a movie or TV
oh,
show?
Oh, yeah, it was several
no,
movies.
No, it's something to do with the March of Ides. That's where all that stuff bubbled out of.
The Black Lagoon. You mean the Ides of March?
Yes, yeah. That right there. bubbling out of that Black Lagoon.
The March of Ides. Ides of
that was the start of his Julius's downfall.
Or on you.
Dun, 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 dun,
I think we, at this
dun,
point, this dun, is going to show when we go back to the phone.
The March of Ides. All right, we go to Texas. And Braxton. Braxton's 13 years old. Braxton, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello?
Yes, Braxton.
Howdy,
you are
Braxton.
Millions of people are listening to you, Braxton.
No pressure.
Where do you live?
That's crazy.
Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Kennard.
Kennard?
What town is that? Where is that near?
It's near, honestly, I don't know.
Okay. You're 13 years old. We wouldn't expect anything
that's
else.
That's good bluffing. Yeah, you were winging it pretty good there.
In Texas, that's not unusual. Probably.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not sure we're near anything.
Yeah, not you near know? Anything. Everything's far away.
Braxton, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to answer.
Okay, answer only. All right, which one do you want to answer?
I think I want to answer the rhino thing that y'all said a while back.
All right, Braxton, let me repeat the question for you. A group of rhinos.
Ed, that, this is inappropriate for Christian radio.
A group of...
We need to get back to the rhino question.
A group...
People have problems, and we hope to get help. So go back. You want to reset?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to draw attention to this, okay?
A group of rhinos is called what, Braxton?
Group of rhinos.
What's
wrong with you?
They can't help it. They have a disease, right? All right, go ahead, Braxton. I'm sorry.
Is it called I remember listening to it like somewhere on YouTube. It's either called a clash or a crash.
It's a crash. You got it.
Nicely done.
You got it, Braxton.
Now, wait a minute. A 13-year-old watching YouTube? I am shocked.
A clash? I mean, it's a crash?
It's a crash of rhinos.
Nicely done, Braxton.
Wow. Have you ever seen a rhino, Braxton, in person or anything at a zoo or traveling to Africa?
No, and I thank God I haven't.
That's right.
Everything is scary.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they kill more people than any other.
That's a hippo.
Animal. Oh, it's a hippo.
Yeah.
Rhino.
When they
rhino
only hippo. When they've been drinking though.
So Maddie, my daughter Maddie, lived in Kenya for a year. Went over there to see her, and we went to a safari, and we're driving down the Range Rover, whatever, just something like right off of a movie, and there's a black rhino with a baby. And it's being, you know, okay, and then it's kind of looking at us, giving us the side eye. And then it turns and starts trotting in our direction, and that dude threw it in reverse and started getting after it. Because you know, you say like a mama bear or anything with a baby, you know. So, boy, we started backing up in a hurry. Makes you glad that his transmission worked and everything.
What other kind of blind? So how many different kinds? There's a black rhino. Is there like a white rhino?
I don't know.
Hispanic rhino.
I don't. But look, when you're seeing them,
what kind of rhinos we got over there?
I know it always goes back to race. Yeah. But I can tell you, looking at one, it's not like looking at a Suburban. It's bigger than that. They're humongous,
like a tank.
And they're ill-tempered. He wasn't bluffing, or
it didn't walk our way. It started trotting and it looked pretty agile to be, you know, a couple of tons.
Mm. All right, Braxton. So you don't have a question for us?
I do. Are y'all some science people?
Oh yeah.
don't we sound like
you? You better choose another topic unless you want it answered, because we can bring it with science.
Go ahead, Braxton. I think you'll stump us, but go ahead.
It's about space.
We're ready. We got Bunsen burners at our house. Just when we're doing like things with the flask and all.
What is the tiniest star? I'll give you three options. Uh-huh. A neutron star, white dwarfs,
Bratwurst. You didn't say bratwurst. Neutron star.
Wait, what was the second choice?
White dwarf.
No, he said bratwurst.
White dwarf. And then red dwarf is the last one.
Oh. All right, so.
I'm going to go with white.
I've lost my focus here in just a minute. I need you to reset the question, Braxton, because.
What's the smallest star?
We got, what was the name of that character that I'm stuck on?
Oh, Brother Jonathan.
I got Brother Jonathan. I had flashbacks of Brother Jonathan there for just a minute, and I didn't hear what you said. So give me your question again, please, your space question.
So, what is the smallest star? Neutron stars, white dwarfs, or red dwarfs?
I'm going with. We've already had one guess on the
red dwarf.
On the board.
I'm going with red dwarf, and then we got white dwarf, red dwarf.
You need to go with the other one.
Neutron.
So one of us would be
a
hero.
What? That red dwarf would be a great name for like a chicken place.
Red dwarf.
Chicken fingers.
Red dwarf. Chicken fingers.
Anyway, I don't know why that came to mind.
Go with the other one.
Go with Neutron.
Neutron star. Yeah, Jimmy Neutron.
Doing the Neutron dance or something like
that. All right, which one is it? Which one of us is correct? Correct
the
moon, though.
Neutron stars.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, yeah.
No, you're welcome.
Tim told you he was the high neutron, on science.
Where are the neutron stars located? If I look up at this,
is the sun a neutron star? Because it's our closest star.
No.
For those of you that don't realize, the sun is actually a star.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
It's a white dwarf. That's our sun.
The white dwarf. That's good.
Wait, are you saying the dwarf like a small person?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Braxton?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's a yes or no.
It's spelled the same.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Okay. Thank
it's
you.
Spelled
the same.
Same.
What's wrong with these kids these days?
I don't know. He seems pretty smart to me.
I'm just teasing. Braxton, thanks, my friend. You've been a good sport.
Yeah,
thank
he really
you.
Has.
Braxton, thanks for calling.
That's brave to be 13 old. Get on the radio.
Challenging
and hang with Larry Moe.
We did learn some stuff, though. You got your neutron stars and your red and white dwarfs.
Yes. And the thing is, not that I'm a drinking man, when you go to dinner and they're serving chicken, you bring a white dwarf.
You do.
And then if they're serving red meat, then you bring a red dwarf.
You do? Okay. Yeah. So remember that.
As your dinner guest.
Yeah. Now, I'm a casual observer over here.
Yes.
When he says I'm not a drinking man, and then he asks a question about winos, I wonder which is it. Which is it?
Because I know.
From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
My vanilla extract's been missing from my office, Ed. You want to tell us something?
I don't know. You're the one keeping vanilla extract in your office.
You know, that's a good point. What kind of person keeps vanilla extract in their office?
Where are we? Who are we going to?
Let's repeat our question for the last time.
All right. I've got two questions. Are you sure you want me to do this again? All right, I got two questions.
I'm gonna plug my ears because I don't need to be triggered.
Oh, I'm losing
Go
it.
Go ahead. Signal to me when he's through asking that question,
folks. Those of you that are listening and not watching, Tim really does have his ears triggered.
Go ahead.
All right. Before the character of Uncle Sam was used to represent America, many used the character of Brother Jonathan. Is that true or false? Okay, Tim, you're good. And then my other question is, many of us have used our mobile device to access a QR code, but what does QR stand for?
Yeah.
Here's my first question. A brand of coffee... Brother Jonathan Coffee was produced.
You did that on purpose.
No, what country produces the most coffee in 2026? Brazil?
Yeah.
The DR or El Salvador?
And who harvested them? Here's the red dwarfs, the white dwarfs, or the neutrons?
It always goes back to Star Wars, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Second question, how many sons did Jesse have? Talking about Old Testament. Jesse.
S-O-N, right?
Yes. That's right, because we were talking about how many neutrons did Jesse have? Because we're talking about David, the shepherd boy, his dad.
And we were talking about Brother John's what we were talking about.
That's right. Then March Madness, yep. We hope you got your brackets filled out. Hope your team wins.
I do.
You don't have any bracket busters, but here's a...
North Carolina let me down last night. Pretty bad.
Here's the NCAA question, history question. Which team has the most Final Four appearances? Was it Kentucky? Is it Kentucky, UCLA, or North Carolina?
Okay.
Do you guys have a good guess on that?
I would have guessed Duke, but that's not them. Here's my question. The only question I have left is this. What creature has a tongue twice the length of its body? What creature has a tongue twice the length of its body?
We go to Kansas, and Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Where are you calling from in Kansas?
Maple Hill, Kansas.
Okay, which is, if I look at the map, is near where?
Topeka.
Okay.
State capital.
Yes, sir. Been to Topeka. JJ's been
good
there
area.
Many times. All right, ask, answer, or both, Tim?
I'll try both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'll try the Brother Jonathan.
Here we go.
Great.
Here
awesome.
We go.
Here's the question, Tim. Before the character of Uncle Sam was used to represent America, many used the character of Brother Jonathan. Is that true or false?
I want to say false, even though Jonathan was probably used in a lot of Dear John letters from their fiancés or whatever.
The answer is 100%. True.
What?
After the Revolutionary War, Brother Jonathan became a character in newspapers and such based on Connecticut Governor Jonathan Trumbull.
Was he a preacher or something?
No, he's governor.
Why was he called Brother John?
Just a term of affection, I guess. You need to listen to Brother Jonathan.
Yeah, back then there was a lot of respect like that. Even children called each other brother and sister. You know, some they didn't even hardly use their brother or sister name. Go tell brother it's time.
I never heard that. So you called him Brother Benjamin Franklin? That's what they called him. Hey, Brother Benjamin, come over here. George Washington's over here to say hello to you.
I have a feeling no matter whether that was true or false, you would have had an issue with it.
Hey, good job, Tim. What's your question for? I mean, good job trying. What was your question for us?
How many presidents did not have a vice president?
I thought he's going to say on the pin of a needle.
How many presidents could fit on the dance
head
of a needle?
Yeah.
On the pin of
wow.
a needle.
Wow. Wait, you mean they didn't have a vice president?
Right.
Well, I mean, it's in the Constitution, isn't it?
Is this a trick question?
I'm going to guess. Tim, don't say anything. I'm going to guess this was like early on.
Right.
Like one first, second, or third president, because somebody had to realize we're going to have.
Oh, all right. So, okay, here's what might be. So I think early on, whoever had the second number of votes, became the vice president. I bet nobody ran against George Washington. I bet he ran unopposed. So there would not have been a vice president.
Let's say George
according
Washington.
To the election.
Yeah. Is that how's Ed doing?
He's way off.
All right,
way
what's off. The okay. answer?
Yeah, you've heard that before, haven't you, Ed?
Swing and
yes,
a miss.
Yes, I have.
All right, what's the answer?
There were four presidents that did not have vice presidents.
What?
Go ahead. Who are they?
John Taylor.
Yeah.
John Taylor was one.
John Taylor or John
Millard
Tyler?
Fillmore was the next.
Okay.
Andrew Johnson was the next one. And then Chester Arthur.
Now, why did they
How's
not have
possible?
Vice presidents?
One of them died especially within a short time in his presidency. And why he was, let me see. John Tyler was a vice president to William Harrison. And then when John Tyler was elected, he did not have a president. He died okay. shortly in his presidency.
Okay.
Hey, he was with the Whig, Harrison and Tyler. No, Tyler and...
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, actually, we're up against the end of the
Thanks,
program
Tim.
Here.
But if you want to keep talking, Tim, you can
no,
go
listen, that was
keep,
an excellent.
We'll listen to it later.
Excellent, excellent question. Thank you,
so,
Tim.
Did you? He said well, one other question for Tim.
Okay.
Real quick, did you say Chester? Who'd you
Arthur?
Say?
Chester Arthur.
Chester Arthur was the next. Was another one that was did not have a vice president.
Chester.
He was
Arthur?
A Republican. Taylor was with the Whig party.
So. All right. Hey, thank you, Tim. Appreciate
we'll
you, brother.
We encourage our listeners to Google that, and you can get the backstory there. That's
you
interesting.
Know what?
All right.
I don't think Chester Arthur was ever really the president.
Chester Arthur?
I don't.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
When was he president?
I don't know.
JJ, you know?
No, I'm like you.
Was he from Owensboro?
President Studebaker. Some of those ones, Lincoln Brewster. Some of the others, I can't remember, like, were they cars or
Because he
presidents.
Had millions.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, Brewster's
millions. I get
I just think
up.
Chester Arthur was really, I think that was a joke. I don't think he was really a president.
No, he was a president.
No, I think he was
21st president.
There you go.
For how long did he last?
He served from 1881 to 1885, one term.
Really? 1885? What was his gift to the country?
what is he
remembered
well,
for?
His administration saw the largest expansion of the U.S. Navy,
okay.
the end of the so-called spoils system,
yes,
and the implementation of harsher restrictions for migrants entering from abroad.
There's the deal.
So he built a border wall.
He was Trump before Trump.
He's yep. also on the $3 bill. So that's probably why you're not familiar with $3
bill.
He done.
Hey, I think we've got
we're
to.
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
By the
we've
way,
give
Chester
answers.
Arthur was president. That's quite an accomplishment itself. So I didn't want to leave people with the idea that I'm unappreciative of,
yes.
of the contributions that Chester Arthur made. Go ahead. What
All
you
right,
got left?
I have one last question remaining. Many of us have used our mobile device to access a QR code.
Yep.
Guys, what does QR stand for?
Quote, no, I don't know.
Quick response.
Is that all you have
That's
left?
That's it. I'm done.
So who produced the most coffee in 2026?
Brazil.
I'll guess Brazil.
Brazil. Then how many sons did Jesse have?
Was it seven or is it eight?
Eight.
Eight, because, yeah.
Eight. Which team has the most Final Four appearances, Kentucky, UCLA, or North Carolina?
I'll guess Kentucky.
Kentucky?
North Carolina.
Really?
North Carolina. Been to the Final Four
All
more
right.
times, most times.
What creature has a tongue twice the length of its body?
Chameleon.
The chameleon. Way to go, Ed.
And Nicely done. And it changes colors.
My wife owned one. It is a freaky thing to watch.
I had a chameleon once. You know what his name was?
Uh-uh.
Brother John.
Brother John.
We'll be back. Have a great weekend, everybody.